Do not adjust your listening device. Marcos has stepped out. I am Dan Day, filling in for the final 2 hours of the show. Seems like it's an all-New Orleans cast right now with my Wody, Leroy Horde. Of course, he's ninth ward. I'm seventh ward. So, you know, I'm not messing with you, Leroy. You go ahead, man. Nobody messes with the ninth ward.
I tell people all the time, they don't understand the area that I grew up in.
No.
It make Liberty City look like Boca.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the murder capital of the world when you grew up there, by the way. Murder capital of the world.
Murder capital of the world.
That's not overstatement.
Hey, there was a body under the bridge every night.
Yes, yes.
Under that Industrial Canal Bridge, in the back, by the projects.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whew, yeah, rough times. I was there recently, and someone was like, I really want to drive through the Ninth Ward. It sounds like it's really cool. I was like, what?
Yeah, to say you've been there.
You're not missing much. You know, I want to see that house Brad Pitt built. You're not missing much.
No.
But we're on to bigger and better things. We're here in South Florida now. And I see the big news that's been trending for basically the past 24 hours. Brandon Ayuk, he's demanded a trade from San Francisco, and they're saying, would trading Ayuk be a huge deal for the 49ers? Of course, he's entering the final year of his rookie contract. He wanted the extension, did not get the extension that he wanted. Now he's asking for a trade. He would take in a huge haul. Am I correct, Leroy?
Yes and no. Because you have to understand that anybody who trades for him have to give him a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you taking a load off of San Francisco, who doesn't want to pay him. So there's that. The other thing is, if you look at the teams that could actually use him, besides, I want to say, Washington, they don't have a lot of capital. Cleveland gave away all their first round picks for Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
Buffalo is a dumpster fire right now with all of the defensive guys that are gone, and they got rid of Diggs. They could maybe use him, but they got to find some money. And so a lot of the teams where he would fit probably aren't in need of his talents just yet. So I don't think – listen, could Washington use him? Absolutely. They have capital. They can do, you know, a lot of things they can do. But are they ready for him? So say if it takes 2 or 3 years, you done gave him a big contract. By the time your thing going, your thing together, or your act together, now you got to give him another contract.
But wouldn't it be worth it with having a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels to have that type of weapon?
Yes, but they're not there yet. They're not as a team.
Isn't that what people said about the Texans last year?
As a team, they aren't to the point. Well, see, here's the difference. Houston had a number of picks to build. They had a lot of first-rounders that hit right away on the defensive end and their quarterback. So after they saw where it was going, they brought in Diggs. Not before. This would be the equivalent to them bringing in Diggs last year without knowing and giving him a boatload of money. No, they brought him in after when they go, okay, here's what he can add to what we already have. Washington doesn't know what they have yet. They don't know what they're going to need yet. They don't know what areas they have to fill. If you go drafting for a guy to say, oh, we're going to get out. What if your quarterback don't get no protection and Ayuk only catches 60 balls because they don't have enough time to get him the ball? Now you wasted money and resources when you probably should have got an offensive line. So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made there. But I like the way Houston did it and that now they're adding pieces. Before last year, they wanted to see, let's see where all these young guys are. Let's see if all these first rounders and these high picks are going to be what we think they're going to be. Let's see what our quarterback is first. Before we start spending money on pieces that may not even help.
Okay, so if you like the wait-and-see attitude of the Texans, do you like the wait-and-see attitude of the Dolphins right now with Tua Tagovailoa? Or let's see what he has this year before we give him the contract.
Different situation, though.
Okay.
I would say this. If for this reason and this reason only, why I would extend Tua. Because you did everything you could as an organization to screw him his first 2 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to hold that against him and say, we don't know if he's there yet. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And yeah, he had the year, but I tell guys this all the time. Day and day, everybody has one of those years. Have one of those years where you just suck it up and play. Right? I had my third year, right? I partially tore my ACL in the first preseason game. And I was out for like a month. And I came back and I limped with a brace on for the rest of the year. And you know what my team did to reward me? They say, you got to give some of that money back.
Hmm.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So while we sitting here, and everybody's like, oh, he fell off. Oh, he ain't worth the new contract you gave him and this and that. Only my team knew what I was going through. And they didn't even acknowledge it.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? The fact that they're not paying him or making it sound like those first 2 years, you didn't do everything you could to make sure his stay wasn't pleasant. And now, after playing two good years, you want to say we need to see more?
Mm-hmm.
If you had supported him from the beginning, you would already know.
Yeah, well, Tua getting screwed. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Right now, we got to get some headlines that are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. And I love the way fans do that, too.
Yeah.
But he hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't done this. Do you understand? How, just think about if you went to your workplace,
mm-hmm.
the people that hired you, that brought you in, went out of their way to sabotage what you were trying to do. And then when it was time to re-up, they say, well, we can't give you a raise because we don't know. It's because of you.
I always bring that up when people get paid big amounts of money, and my mom, Big Lynn, or other people going, that's ridiculous they get paid that much. I always go, did you ever turn down a pay raise? And they always go, well, that's different. That's different. What if your job wasn't willing to pay you what you felt you were worth? Wouldn't you have some problems with it? But it's different because it's you in this instance.
Right.
And it's not, well, right. Tua should just be happy to be on the team. Are you just happy to be in your workplace and making whatever they right. decide and deem to make me? No.
Exactly.
So for people to be calling that, that's like the pot calling the kettle black to me.
And that's why, Dan, I hate guys under contract holding out. I really hate it. But I'm never going to say anything bad about the player, because guess what? What people fail to realize is, on the other side of that, if they sign you to a 5-year deal and don't like what you're doing after two,
whoop.
They could cut you and you don't get nothing.
Whoop. Done.
So what about that side of it?
Mm-hmm.
So all these teams that have a problem with players, and I love this when they come out and say, well, he's under contract. You don't say that when you cut him.
No.
You don't say it when he's a June 1st casualty. You say, oh, we had to make some moves and it's unfortunate. Okay, well, when the player gets in that chance and he's got the big stick, and he's standing on top of the mountain, and he's holding that stick, and he's saying, no, my turn. I can't be mad at him. You've set the tone. These organizations have set the tone for guys holding out, because you can cut them at any time, whenever you want. You don't get any kind of money, right? And you don't get the rest of your contract. So when you have it that way,
mm-hmm.
then I can't be mad when a player who's under contract holds out, even though I hate it.
Yeah. And what I say is, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. They always are quick Absolutely. To the players saying, it's a business. You have to approach it like a business. But yet right. the organization gets a flyer. Like, well, you know, and the organization has to know it's a business too.
Right.
Sitting out because I want to get paid.
Exactly. You know, I just, for the Dolphins, I don't want them. Look, one of the things that usually GMs take pride in, right, is a guy that they drafted, having him play a long time on your team, right? They wear that as a badge of honor. That goes to the people that scouted him, that goes to the people that selected him, that goes to the people that paid him, right? When you let a guy go that you drafted and you let him walk for free, and he ends up being a hell of a player, which I think Christian Wilkins is, I would hate to see them back themselves into a corner again. Because what people fail to realize, okay, I can sign Tua to a $250 million contract, and I can give him 140 or 150 guaranteed. His average is going to be over $50 million, right? But if I franchise him and got to pay him $53 million, that's $53 million against the cap right now, the whole bill. And you really hamstring yourself by franchising a quarterback. You really handcuff yourself because now you're counting the whole – no other quarterback. All these quarterbacks making all that money, nobody's counting full weight against the cap except for the Browns. But they counting full weight of the money that they would franchise him to. And that will hamstring you more than if you just gave him a contract that average $55 million a year, right? But it don't count that way against the cap.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. We're going to get into more of the Tua, like I said, getting screwed in just a minute, but I got to get to these headlines. The Heat, they do face the Mavericks today at 3 at Las Vegas Summer League. Jaime Jaquez Jr. done for Summer League. He played his 2 games. He balled out. We're happy about it. It's done. It's over.
He should have balled out, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what we
needed. He played 75 games against all-stars, against Hall of Famers, against guys who stars in the league. You go back down to G League, that's like me going from the Pro Bowl and then going back and playing in my college spring game.
NFL
right?
Europe, maybe.
Right, exactly. So he should have done that. He got his work in. You know, I kind of eased up a little bit, right? I eased up a little bit as far as I didn't want him to play at all. He played more games than anybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now you got him playing again while everybody else is. And you're going to need him. You're going to need these young guys, especially now that Jovic is hurt. Got a broken ankle, right?
The Heat are saying that it's a sprain, and everybody else is saying it's fractured.
Same difference. Like, listen, whether you call it a sprain or a fracture, he ain't going to be able to do nothing until he get healthy.
Now,
right?
A lot of people don't realize he hurt it at the Kaseya Center doing drills. People are like, oh, you shouldn't have been playing for Serbia. That's not what happened. No, he was at Kaseya Center.
Yeah.
So they can't blame the international basketball on it. Speaking of being hurt internationally, Lionel Messi will not be playing tonight for Inter Miami when they take on Toronto FC at 7:30. Yes, he's also not going to play Saturday when they take on the Chicago Fire. He's got a hamstring and an ankle now.
Yeah, one, you know what he's got?
Age?
37 years on that body.
And that's a hard 37 years.
So when you talk about hammy, look at that. Dude.
Woo!
It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like somebody put one of them donuts that you warm up with a bat around his ankle, right?
No wonder he was crying so much on the sidelines the other night.
Everybody say he cried because he couldn't play. No, he cried because it hurt.
Yeah, it looked like he was crying because he couldn't play. He's crying because that hurt. Goodness gracious. Inter Miami will debut their new Miami Dolphins-inspired kits Saturday at Chase Stadium. Have you seen those new kits?
I saw them. Woo! I saw them. Looked just like Miami Dolphins.
Woo!
So they have the pink and they have the black.
I like the Negrosa, right? With the black.
I would have gone orange because orange seems to be the throwback for all the various teams down here, right? except for the Heat. The Heat have their own thing. But when you think of the Canes, when they kick that orange, the Dolphins orange is fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have went orange. But I was wondering, because they have the teal, do they flip it at some point?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, so, in soccer, they have so many different kits for so many different leagues and so many different games.
But it's weird down here because their colors are pink and black, right? And then they go, you know, that's kind of, even the Heat mashup,
right?
They go black and pink, but they still keep, still have their team colors in it.
Yeah, it's not totally crazy for soccer to do that, though. They right. have no loyalty to their original colors. They really don't. Like, you're like, what is this doing here? Why is it right. orange? And yeah, okay, right. we'll see. And real quick, Red Sox, Jaren Duran hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth to lead the AL past the NL in the All-Star game last night. He was named MVP. Paul Skeens was the talk of the town in the first inning. They had Livy Dunn on every 5 seconds. He looked good. She looked good. It was just kind of fun to watch.
Except for the national anthem.
Yes, the national anthem was crazy. I have a theory on that. We don't have time right now to get into it. Maybe later in the show we'll get into my theory on what they should do with the national anthem at all United States sporting events. But what we're going to do is take a break, Leroy, and we're going to talk about, you said it first, Tua got screwed those first 2 years. There could be a little more evidence that you're right about that. That is after this here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Leroy, you're dead on pretty much about Tua Tagovailoa getting screwed by the Miami Dolphins organization those first 2 years.
And let me clarify something.
He did.
I would say this. The position that the Dolphins are in with Tua, or as much their fault as you want to put it on Tua, based on if you want to find out if your quarterback is good enough, you do everything you can to support him the second he gets here so that in 4 years you will know. If you waste 2 years, because let's all be clear, okay? And this is a fact. When Tua got drafted, he was not supposed to play the first year. He was supposed to heal and rehab. Remember that? Everybody's like, don't worry about it. He's not going to play the first year. He's going to get his hip right. And mysteriously, with no offseason to strengthen himself, with no offseason to get his body ready for NFL football, he was playing quarterback. So you didn't even stick to your own plan. So, yeah. It was some mistakes, but to be in this situation now, and for anybody to say, well, we just don't know about Tua. Well, answer the question why. And you can say, oh, because they haven't won a playoff game? Well, because you only got quarterback Tua for the last 2 years.
Yeah. And this is the thing about Tua also, is that I keep asking this question. What's your other option? Is there any other better option?
Because here, think about this. Here's what people think, and it drives me crazy. Let's just get somebody in the draft.
It's easy.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah, it's easy. You know, it's one of the hardest things in the world. I'll give you a perfect example. Recently, right? C.J. Stroud versus
Bryce Young. Who's
Bryce Young.
Now, I'm not saying Bryce Young won't be a good quarterback.
But look at what C.J. Stroud is.
Yep.
Right? I'll tell you, I'll give you another example. Ryan Leaf versus Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. It happens. Dan Marino was drafted in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't act like you can just pick up another guy. Patrick Mahomes. If you knew what you knew now, he'd be the first pick in the draft.
Late first
he
round.
Wasn't. If he in fact, there was only one team that moved up to get him, and they were and everybody was shocked that Kansas City moved up to get him.
I actually watched some Patrick Mahomes games at Texas Tech. Nothing extraordinary. Nothing that would say he's going to be the greatest quarterback against the blitz of all time. I watched games. I said, oh, he's okay. Maybe he'll be a backup in the NFL. Like, that's just me being honest.
What about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady?
Nobody thought he was going to be. He was good in college.
He had the Drew Henson issue, though.
Put it this way. Tom Brady was better in college than Patrick Mahomes was.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes was marginal in college.
One of the last picks in the draft.
Yeah.
Right? So this is a hit or miss thing. Like, if you have a quarterback that has any amount of talent, you have to support him and you have to pay him, because you know what? I'm curious if fans would wonder this. Would you like to start this cycle over again?
Yeah, because that's what you're doing if you have to find a new quarterback.
So why don't you just support the guy you have?
Because you know Tyreek and those guys, they don't want to start over with a new quarterback.
Right. And here's the thing, Dan. They asked me, well, Tua hasn't won a playoff game. I get that.
Okay.
I understand that. But I understand more than anybody, it's a team sport and things happen. And I put a lot of the blame, believe it or not, on the adjustments that the coaching staff makes from first half to second half against these better teams, right? It only happens against the better teams. You don't ever really get blown out. You're in the game going into halftime. You come back out the second half, you can't move the ball offensively because the defense makes some adjustments and you haven't adjusted. That's on coaching.
Mm-hmm.
It could be on the players, the plays being made also. I'm not going to put it on all coaching, but they play a role in that, because I've always said, I need to see what are your adjustments when they defend you, right? But all that being said, you understand that this is the only quarterback that I've ever heard of to lead the league in passing, and everybody call it empty stats, right? Like, it means nothing. Tua does something. Let me explain to you guys this. This is what Tua does that makes him unique. Okay? There's only one other quarterback, a couple other quarterbacks that do this. One was Drew Brees. The ability to throw timing routes in an area of the field that no quarterback likes throwing the football, and that's down the middle of the field. The quarterbacks don't like throwing the ball down the middle of the field. Too much action in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The fact that he can get rid of the ball and make decisions quickly in the middle of the field makes him unique. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that can do that. And you can talk about his arm, and you can talk about this, and you can talk about that. But those things right there are factual. For anybody that knows anything about football to discredit those two traits are leading you astray.
And doesn't the bar for Tua just keep changing? At first, it's get us a winning record. We need a winning record. Get you that. Check the box. Second, now you have to stay healthy for a year. Stay healthy. Checks the box. Lead the league in passing. Leads the league in passing. Check the box. Now, the bar has now been risen and changed. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, you had winning seasons, and you led the league in passing, and you stayed healthy. You've done everything we've asked. Now you need to win playoff games. It just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. But yet, they're not rewarding him for hitting these benchmarks.
They're not. And part of the reason why is because now the cost has gotten really high. I get that. But guess what? It got really high because you waited.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
You know that.
Right? And so what do you think tomorrow's price is going to be? If I were the Miami Dolphins and I saw all those other quarterbacks that were available, that were getting ready to sign contracts, I would have made sure that my guy signed before them. Absolutely made sure. Because now, the way quarterbacks work, it doesn't matter how good you are, it doesn't matter what you've done, but you get an increase of what the last guy signed.
Mm-hmm. Market
of about 5%.
And the salary cap keeps going up.
Right. So from that standpoint, like, are people willing to here? Here's what you're thinking. You know, if he wins a playoff game and goes the next year and they have a really good year, you're going to owe him $60-plus million.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's going to be your own doing.
Yes. And then when you can't pay other players, whose fault is that?
Right.
Your own. Because right. You had the wait and see attitude.
Because you had the wait and see attitude.
Even though you knew you were going to be with Tua the whole time.
With a position that you really can't be wait and see.
Yeah.
I would say, as of right now, the way this offense is run, with all the guys getting paid ahead of Tua, there's maybe only one or two of them that could play in this offense and be as productive as Tua.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's crazy. Because they all play different. Josh Allen holds on to the ball. Patrick Mahomes holds on to the ball. Jordan Love holds on to the ball. Herbert holds on to the ball. Trevor Lawrence holds on to the ball. It's not timing with them. They're big guys. They hold on to the ball. Okay? You look at smaller quarterbacks. They got to make quicker decisions and get rid of the ball quick to avoid the serious hits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Tua flourishes.
And this offense was made for him.
Right. Exactly.
But no, we'll just go in the draft. We'll find somebody.
Yeah.
For cheap. That'll be better. Easy. Very easy. Very easy.
I would like the list. Out of curiosity, the people that don't think that Tua is worth the money, I want you to really seriously think, right? What other quarterbacks, and you can put Tua's numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
What other quarterbacks would be able to do the getting rid of the ball in 2.2 seconds, throwing the ball down the field, which people said he couldn't do, right? His accuracy. I would like to know what other quarterbacks do you think could do that, right?
And that's what
because
a lot of the quarterbacks,
a lot of the bigger quarterbacks are built to hold on to the football.
And that's what I get a lot of people out and about as I'm always out telling me, Tua ain't the guy. I go, well, then who is the guy, realistically? And they go,
It's kind of one of those things in any conversation that you have, right? One of the funniest things I like to see on Twitter and on Instagram, right, is they'll ask a person, why do you support said candidate? Right? And they'll ask them a series of questions. And half of the time, they can't even answer the questions.
No.
Right? And so what I would say to you about Tua, everybody has the same thing. Hasn't won a playoff game. Well, nobody else has in the last 24 years. So you want to just keep going until a guy comes in and wins a playoff game his first year? Like, at what point do you think, you know, and let's not make it sound like, please, be honest about the situation. You know you had a coach, for whatever reason, that did not want Tua playing quarterback.
I'm glad you bring that up, Leroy. There may be more evidence that this coach did not like Tua. We're going to get into that next here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Maybe some more talk on the organization, especially Brian Flores, not being 100% behind Tua from very much day one. Our dude from the Miami Herald, Omar Kelly, recently tweeted, the real story, I'm told, never fully confirmed, is that Flores wanted to draft an offensive tackle, not sure which one, and then come back with Jordan Love with the 18th pick. Flores was never fully on board with Tua for various reasons, and Safed Dean's story about how he roughed Tua up at the combine verifies this. Flores clearly sought a quarterback who can endure the abuse he saw Brady take from Belichick. Not healthy, but it's what it is.
Again, here's what you have to understand about how that situation was toxic. Tua did not ask to be drafted by the Dolphins. You drafted him.
He did come out and say that he would love to play for the Dolphins. His family, remember, they were out there like, we'd love to be in Miami.
You say that when you think that's where you're going to be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm just saying, still, you drafted him.
Right. You had the choice.
Why on earth would you not give him all the support as a top five pick?
Right.
Like, do people understand how messed up that is? Do you know the injustice That was that is to any player. If a coach says a top five pick, I don't like him. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure because I wanted somebody else. Do you understand the problems that could cause? And he got, and guess what? Tua towed the line the whole time. I don't know what his career is going to be from here on out. I don't. But I tell you what, after those first 2 years and having him bounce back the last 2 years, I respect the hell out of him.
What about
because I know a whole bunch of players that would have lost their damn mind.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if any of us were in that position where somebody brought us in and our manager didn't want us there and he played defense against everything you did, you'd lose your mind. So think about this. Tua didn't sign as a free agent. He was drafted by the Dolphins. So you come to the Dolphins, you make an assumption. Everybody wants you to play well.
It's an assumption.
Right. I'm just saying, just out of honest, being honest with yourself, how many of us could play under those conditions?
The circumstances
of knowing you got drafted somewhere and the coach that is your head coach doesn't want you there.
We've seen men of the same stature crumble under something like that, and rightfully so. I mean, it's got to be demoralizing that every step you take.
Sure, absolutely.
But that brings me to the other. You're the guy to ask, Leroy, for this other part of the statement where possibly maybe Brian Flores had learned under Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick was kind of hard on Tom Brady. You played for Bill Belichick. Was he hard on quarterbacks?
Here's the kicker.
It's a different age.
Like, here's what you have to understand about Bill Belichick. Tom Brady could take it. And so he used Tom Brady as an example, and everybody else followed, because if you're doing that to Tom Brady, I know I better keep my bleep together. Right? That was the whole thing. Okay? Tom Brady was not soft. He was a tough dude. And it showed with how he played, how he went about his work. So basically, Bill used that, knowing that one way or another, it ain't going to mess with Tom Brady. And that's how you get a team to follow. Now, the one thing that I would say about the Brian Flores Tua thing, at some point, Tua had to earn Brian Flores' respect. Because you were hard on him. You didn't want him. You put him through the ringer. You did all this stuff to him. And still he went out and played.
He did play.
Right? And he still told the company line. There's a lot of players nowadays that would look for the excuse, the way out.
Maybe demand a trade?
Right. He didn't do that. So, like, I don't understand why. I get if people don't want to re-sign Tua, but at least acknowledge the full story of Tua before you come to that conclusion. Don't just come at me and say he's been here 4 years and haven't won a playoff game.
Yeah, well, that's
right. That's the easy way out, right? Because guess what? Can we say that for Deshaun Watson? They won a playoff game. He wasn't the quarterback, but he was on the team. So now you can't say, oh, they haven't had a playoff win since whenever. They got rid of Baker Mayfield. He won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They just use a different reason.
Yeah. So you go after Josh Allen and say you can't beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. You get beat every year by him.
Right. What do you say about Josh? See, the thing that I say about Josh Allen is Josh Allen's the new Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. That's right? 100% accurate. Not 100, but very accurate.
He is going to be the guy that's going to make some incredible plays, but at crunch time, he's going to be the guy to throw that pick. And you live or die with Josh Allen. So be it. I get it. I understand it. Right?
The Bills understand it.
They backed him up. He had what? Till his third year before he was anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, think of all the quarterbacks. Now, keep in mind, let's go through the list. You would take Jordan Love before Tua.
Well,
a lot of people say that.
Sounds like Brian Flores wanted that.
Right. But here's the deal. Jordan Love sat for what, 3 years?
Yeah, Jordan Love sat for a while. Everybody's like, he's a rookie quarterback. I'm like, he's not a rookie.
Patrick Mahomes sat for how long? 1 year?
He sat for a year, yes.
And he received a 13-3 team. Let's not forget that.
And Andy Reid.
Right?
That helps.
So,
it does help.
Right. So, let's look at these situations. Oh, let's look at Justin Herbert. Okay. How's that working out? He's giving up the biggest lead in the history of damn near the playoffs. Right? Trevor Lawrence got a win. You sold on Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence fell apart last season at the end of the year.
Right.
But these teams are riding with their guys at least and signing the contracts. We're the only team.
You know
team.
Why? Because they made an investment of tie five pick.
Yeah. We're the only team kind of waiting and seeing instead of.
Because, listen, we can justify in life everything that we do or don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But don't come here and tell me you support your guys. Don't tell me, oh, you have a lot of respect for your guy. Because, again, if there's one organization that should have all the faith in the world as what kind of warrior Tua is, look at what you did to him his first two years.
Look what he's been through and come back from and done.
Right.
And also, like we said, the bar keeps raising. He keeps answering the call. I'm guessing the Dolphins think, you know, asking to win a Super Bowl, eventually he'll do that, and I guess we'll pay him then.
Right.
It's weird. So now
it's just a weird situation that we take one snippet out of those first 4 years of Tua and not include the whole story. If you tell me the whole story and then say, you know what, we're 2 years behind Tua because we didn't support him right away, I respect that, and that's why you don't know, right? But if Tua had these first 2 years, the first 2 years, guess what? He would have already been re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
See? Think of it that way. If Tua had done that his rookie year and his second year led the league in passing, he would have already been re-signed and then had the next 2 years
of injuries
that he had the first years. We'd have a new coach, and he'd be banged up, but Tua would be signed.
And we'd say,
think of how crazy that sounds.
Right? Timing. Timing's everything. Might cost the Dolphins a lot of money. We'll wait and see.
Ooh, Cat for Life said, worst collapse in franchise history last year. Last time I checked, Flores was not a head coach. Okay. And this is not to defend Tua. But why was it the worst?
Collapse. Franchise history?
No, none. It wasn't. Believe me, it wasn't. Right? But I hear him out. The defense kept you in the game, even with all the injuries that they had, right? Tyreek was banged up. Was Waddle out?
Yeah, he was banged up. Mostert was
banged
up.
Waddle was banged up. You had a lot of injuries, right? I'm not going to just sit here and say, you got to find a way to do it. You got to find a way to win. But to just put it all on one guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe some more talk on the organization, especially Brian Flores, not being 100% behind Tua from very much day one. Our dude from the Miami Herald, Omar Kelly, recently tweeted, the real story, I'm told, never fully confirmed, is that Flores wanted to draft an offensive tackle, not sure which one, and then come back with Jordan Love with the 18th pick. Flores was never fully on board with Tua for various reasons, and Safed Dean's story about how he roughed Tua up at the combine verifies this. Flores clearly sought a quarterback who can endure the abuse he saw Brady take from Belichick. Not healthy, but it's what it is.
Again, here's what you have to understand about how that situation was toxic. Tua did not ask to be drafted by the Dolphins. You drafted him.
He did come out and say that he would love to play for the Dolphins. His family, remember, they were out there like, we'd love to be in Miami.
You say that when you think that's where you're going to be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm just saying, still, you drafted him.
Right. You had the choice.
Why on earth would you not give him all the support as a top five pick?
Right.
Like, do people understand how messed up that is? Do you know the injustice that is to any player? If a coach says a top five pick, I don't like him. I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure because I wanted somebody else. Do you understand the problems that could cause? And guess what? Tua towed the line the whole time. I don't know what his career is going to be from here on out. I don't. But I tell you what, after those first 2 years and having him bounce back the last 2 years, I respect the hell out of him.
What about
because I know a whole bunch of players that would have lost their damn mind.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if any of us were in that position where somebody brought us in and our manager didn't want us there and he played defense against everything you did, you'd lose your mind. So think about this. Tua didn't sign as a free agent. He was drafted by the Dolphins. So you come to the Dolphins, you make an assumption, everybody wants you to play well.
It's an assumption.
Right. I would just say, just out of honest, being honest with yourself, how many of us could play under those conditions?
The circumstances
of knowing you got drafted somewhere and the coach that is your head coach doesn't want you there.
We've seen men of the same stature crumble under something like that, and rightfully so. I mean, it's got to be demoralizing that every step you take.
Sure, absolutely.
But that brings me to the other. You're the guy to ask, Leroy, for this other part of the statement where possibly maybe Brian Flores had learned under Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick was kind of hard on Tom Brady. You played for Bill Belichick. Was he hard on quarterbacks?
Here's the kicker.
It's a different age.
Here's what you have to understand about Bill Belichick. Tom Brady could take it. And so he used Tom Brady as an example, and everybody else followed. Because if you're doing that to Tom Brady, I know I better keep my bleep together. Right? That was the whole thing. Okay? Tom Brady was not soft. He was a tough dude. And it showed with how he played, how he went about his work. So basically, Bill used that, knowing that one way or another, it ain't going to mess with Tom Brady. And that's how you get a team to follow. Now, the one thing that I would say about the Brian Flores Tua thing, at some point, Tua had to earn Brian Flores' respect. Because you were hard on him. You didn't want him. You put him through the ringer. You did all this stuff to him. And still he went out and played.
He did play.
Right? And he still told the company line. There's a lot of players nowadays that would look for the excuse, the way out.
Maybe demand a trade?
Right. He didn't do that. So, like, I don't understand why. I get if people don't want to re-sign Tua, but at least acknowledge the full story of Tua before you come to that conclusion. Don't just come at me and say he's been here 4 years and haven't won a playoff game.
Yeah, well, that's
right. That's the easy way out, right? Because guess what? Can we say that for Deshaun Watson? They won a playoff game. He wasn't the quarterback, but he was on the team. So now you can't say, oh, they haven't had a playoff win since whenever. They got rid of Baker Mayfield. He won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They just use a different reason.
Yeah. So you go after Josh Allen and say you can't beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. You get beat every year by him.
Right. What do you say about Josh? See, the thing about The thing that I say about Josh Allen is Josh Allen's the new Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. That's right? 100% accurate. Not 100, but very accurate.
He is going to be the guy that's going to make some incredible plays, but at crunch time, he's going to be the guy to throw that pick. And you live or die with Josh Allen. So be it. I get it. I understand it. Right?
The Bills understand it.
They backed him up. He had what? Till his third year before he was anything?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, think of all the quarterbacks. Now, keep in mind, let's go through the list. You would take Jordan Love before Tua. Well, a lot of people say that.
Sounds like Brian Flores wanted that.
Right. But here's the deal. Jordan Love sat for what, 3 years?
Yeah, Jordan Love sat for a while. Everybody's like, he's a rookie quarterback. I'm like, he's not a rookie.
Patrick Mahomes sat for how long? 1 year?
He sat for a year, yes.
And he received a 13-3 team. Let's not forget that.
And Andy Reid.
Right?
That helps. It does help.
Right. So, let's look at these situations. Oh, let's look at Justin Herbert. Okay. How's that working out? He's giving up the biggest lead in the history of damn near the playoffs. Right? Trevor Lawrence got a win. You sold on Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence fell apart last season at the end of the year.
Right.
But these teams are riding with their guys at least and signing the contracts. We're the only team.
You know
team.
Why? Because they made an investment of tie five pick.
Yeah. We're the only team kind of waiting and seeing instead of.
Because, listen, we can justify in life everything that we do or don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But don't come here and tell me you support your guys. Don't tell me, oh, you have a lot of respect for your guy. Because, again, if there's one organization that should have all the faith in the world as what kind of warrior Tua is, look at what you did to him his first two years.
Look what he's been through and come back from and done.
Right.
And also, like we said, the bar keeps raising. He keeps answering the call. I'm guessing the Dolphins think, you know, ask him to win a Super Bowl. Eventually he'll do that, and I guess we'll pay him then.
Right.
It's weird. So now
it's just a weird situation that we take one snippet out of those first 4 years of Tua and not include the whole story. If you tell me the whole story and then say, you know what, we're 2 years behind Tua because we didn't support him right away, I respect that, and that's why you don't know, right? But if Tua had these first 2 years, the first 2 years, guess what? He would have already been re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
See? Think of it that way. If Tua had done that his rookie year and his second year led the league in passing, he would have already been re-signed and then had the next 2 years
of injuries
that he had the first years. We'd have a new coach, and he'd be banged up, but Tua would be signed.
And we'd say,
think of how crazy that sounds.
Right? Timing. Timing's everything. Might cost the Dolphins a lot of money. We'll wait and see.
Ooh, Cat for Life said, worst collapse in franchise history last year. Last time I checked, Flores was not a head coach. Okay. And this is not to defend Tua. But why was it the worst?
Collapse. Franchise history?
No, not, it wasn't. Believe me, it wasn't. Right? But I hear him out. The defense kept you in the game, even with all the injuries that they had, right? Tyreek was banged up. Was Waddle out?
Yeah, he was banged up. Mostert was banged up.
You had a lot of injuries, right? I'm not going to just sit here and say, you got to find a way to do it. You got to find a way to win. But to just put it all on one guy.
Yeah.
Right.